Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 73. Today's topic is, are you a passenger on the Titanic? America is taking on water, and if not fixed soon, we will be submerged. Our Vote with Power mission is to improve the lives through building a unique, well-functioning representative democracy in America. My name's Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life than you currently are having in America. This podcast is also for you if you think we need change in the direction our country is being taken. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction our country's heading. Our problems with a border crisis, expanding violent crime, school indoctrinating our youth, drug trafficking, political polarization, and our politicians not representing the people are all leaking water into our boat. The hope that most Americans have is that we will see some realigning, which will come with the new election. The results may fix some of the problems, but the political landscape full of politics will not change through the election. Only when the majority of voters from all political ideologies gain the influence over politics will the citizens keep their freedom. What can keep our country afloat? There's only one answer. That's democracy. We need to unite, start caring about each other, communicate with each other, find common ground, and rebuild the passion and love for living in America together. Here are six solutions needed to help stop the radical and oppression movements in our country. One, we need to fix our dysfunctional government. Two, we need to form a non-political community of citizens to be heard and represented. Three, we need to find common ground and use common sense to protect the core values that are shared by most or a majority of the people in our country. We need to change the direction America is being taken. We need to save our freedom and make life for all Americans better and safer moving forward. In order to cure those six problems, we must deflate politics. Party alliances, power grabbing, and greed for money is a triad sinking our country. Inflation and high prices are placing the American middle class and lower class way over their heads financially. America's high debt is sinking our economy. The woke curriculum in our schools is drowning our kids. The use of multi-issue legislation with its thousands of pages, billions of wasted dollars, and pork trading as a tool to pass legislation are taking us into deep, dangerous financial waters. Our political style of blaming and bashing each other is keeping us in the Washington swamp. It is killing any progress to make America better. Our justice system, aimed at watching and controlling our citizens, even those citizens who have not committed any crimes, is drowning our freedom. The lack of government transparency and accountability has thrown our life vest overboard. The direction America is being taken is no longer what the people want or deserve. The harassment and punishment of people just because of their political beliefs is taking our boat to the bottom of the sea. When we get to the bottom, we will be living in oppression. As the Titanic passengers became more aware of their situation, they started to panic. Their fear set in, but it was too late in their voyage to save themselves. We must act now to save our ship. We cannot let politics keep us in a state of frustration, anger, and hate. These feelings drowned out our ability to have passion for America and caring for each other. Communicate by sharing ideas and unify, unify, unify. The current fear and loss of hope for one's future in America is like a high-rolling wave causing our ship to abruptly rock back and forth. This is keeping people from balancing their lives and from communicating or caring about each other. We need to help each other get on the life rafts and let Washington politics sink its own ship. The life rafts are the vote with power communication loop system. We must get rid of the captain of the ship, which is the executive branch. They are causing the water to flood into our ship more and more each day. The challenge is to make Americans aware of the situation, the dangers we face, and to inform that there is a way to remove the risk by rebuilding a new form of democracy in America. The other alternative is to sit in the chairs in the Titanic, let the water, politics, take away the following freedoms: freedom of speech, freedom to right to bear arms, freedom to live in safety, freedom to enjoy our thoughts against the woke opinion machines, freedom from government control, freedom to raise our families as we desire and ensure their independence and opportunity. Save our freedom in a way we have happiness and live in peace, freedom of religion, freedom from international threats, economic freedom, freedom from racism, freedom from illegal immigrants at our door begging for food, clothes, education, housing, and health care. And last, the freedom to help keep America on the path the majority of Americans want. We deserve to remain in the land of the free and the hope of the brave versus sitting on the Titanic knowing what that future will bring. Our current political system creates division. The people must unite, bring the country together, and create a new form of democracy. This is the only way to stop our ship from sinking. It will provide us with a life of happiness, success, independence, prosperity, and peace. That is what America can stand for. To find out about the new form of democracy by visiting votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org. If you want hope for America, please join us. Thank you for sharing your precious time with me today. This is Denny Bowersox with Vote with Power saying goodbye for now. I hope you will become part of our community.